Right, Australia versus South Africa. This is a rivalry that has its own little charm and history. Two teams that have done uncharacteristically in a time where teams don't do well away from home have done well at each other's home. Australia have won in South Africa. South Africa have done well in Australia. Kepler Wessels, you know the insides of almost both cricketing cultures. Let's talk about this series. It's a mouth-watering prospect. Four test matches that start on the 1st of March. The first chat is obviously going to be about the surfaces.
It is, and it's interesting too because it comes at the end of a long summer, and we've seen some very unusual pitches in South Africa during this summer, which in a way has been quite disconcerting because it's been uncharacteristic. I think what makes this one quite interesting too is that the first three test matches are all coastal venues. So we're all looking for this contest between two really good pace attacks,
Yes.
which they are. But I think if you look at the surface in Durban, it's been a slow sort of surface, and the one in Port Elizabeth, similar. Cape Town was unusually lively against India, but it's not likely to be like that against Australia. So, because they're all coastal venues, just how much of an impact those quick bowlers will have is uncertain. The last one, of course, is at the Wanderers. So, if that is a deciding test match, that would be brilliant because there the quick bowlers will really come into their own. But I think the series may well be decided by, out of those two pace attacks, who bowls the best and who's most successful under the conditions.
Yeah, not to mention there's a drought situation, how much that would affect preparing these surfaces with against India, and maybe because it was India, there was a almost a conscious effort to make the pitchers assist the faster bowlers. You don't think that would play well against the South Af against the
Yeah, I
Australians?
think against India there was an effort, as you said, to a degree, contrived surfaces to give the South African pace attack an advantage. We saw that in Cape Town. It backfired at SuperSport Park at Centurion. And then the last test match at the Wanderers, well, that pitch was just a disaster in a way. But I think that this time, because of the strength of the Australian pace attack, I don't think that that's going to happen. I don't think South Africa can afford for that to happen because if you lose a toss against that Australian attack, you could be in real trouble. So I think we should see more surfaces that we're used to. Providing, of course, that these surfaces haven't changed character. I mean, it's
Sure.
starting to look as if they may have, but I think there won't be that same effort made to produce those result-type green
Okay.
surfaces that there was this
All
time.
right. Well, Johannesburg can't afford to put a foot wrong, so
No, not at
we'll
all.
see how
Not at
things
all.
go. Let's talk about possible vulnerabilities. South Africa's batting, if you look through this series, just Dean Elgar, who averaged over 40
Yeah.
against India, that too after that last innings. Otherwise, as someone who follows South African cricket, would you be concerned about their batting against what could be one of the world's best pace attacks?
Well, when I look at the South African batting lineup, if they're all fit and they're all playing, it's a formidable one on paper anyway. When you have Faf du Plessis, who's played really well since he's
Sure.
become captain, he's been incredibly consistent during that period. Abi de Villiers is back, which is a huge bonus in that number four position, and I think that's where South Africa were a little bit vulnerable. And then, of course, you've got Hashim Amla. Now, Hashim, for me, hasn't quite played as well as we've seen him play in years gone by. I mean, he's been absolutely phenomenal at certain times. Still good, still
Yeah.
very good. But so a challenge for him to try and produce his best. So when you look at that South African lineup, they should produce runs. I think you've got the experience there. You've got a Dean Elgar as a scrapper and Aidan Markram now
Are
at
you
the
convinced about
top.
Markram? Or are there still
I'm
questions?
convinced about Markram in the long term. I
Okay.
think that he's a young player with a good technique. I think he's got a good head on his shoulders. He's got a good cricket awareness. And I think longevity he'll have in South African cricket and he'll score runs. It's early days for him. He's going to come up against his biggest challenge. Now, India was a good challenge because the Indian quicker bowlers have improved a lot and they did expose a couple of little things there. But he'll be under even more pressure now against this Australian pace
Yeah,
attack,
needs to
which is a
tighten
good
his
one.
game a little more for you. So if you look at some of his
Yeah, I just
dismissals.
think what'll happen is, and we know how international cricket works, word spreads quickly. So I think that they'll really attack him on that fourth stump channel. They'll look for a little bit of extra bounce there. They'll also look to get him forward, pushing at the ball. So I think that that's what will be happening. But he's pretty astute. He works hard. I think he's a strong personality. So it'll be a good challenge for him,
Sure.
man. And it'll be one of the interesting parts of the whole series to see how he comes through.
Thank you very much, Kepler Wessels, for your thoughts. Should be a mouth-watering prospect. First of four test matches kicks off on the 1st of March.